You thought that was funny. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it. What the hell is wrong with you?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I know they have two.
I wasn't sure. Eric Griffin is here. He's at the Desert Ridge Improv. Yeah. I just found that out a second ago. Eric's at the Desert Ridge Improv. He's going to be out there.
Never does homework.
No.
He doesn't know what's going on.
They
so
bring
corporate.
Me notes.
You're so corporate now.
It's the building. It changed
out,
me.
Bro. In your fancy yeah. building.
I know. It's terrible. But I assumed I'd have guessed one of the three.
Yeah, you're right.
And
you're
knocked
right.
it out. He usually brings me a note. And today, I was all on your time.
He's stuffing things over
and
there.
And he's stuffing something in it, too.
Doing a good job.
Eric is here with us. And as always, a pleasure to have you. But we just found out, and congratulations are in order, I suppose, even though I don't mean it, that you just had a child.
Eric Jr.
It's just this guy, man.
Well,
you're one of those. You know, now I realize there's two kinds of people. There's people with kids, and then there's people that are like, you know, monsters.
Happy.
You know, when you have a kid, now you look, your whole life perspective changes. Like, you're walking around your neighborhood like, wait, where's the stop sign on this street right here? You know what I mean?
It does.
I'm looking at, like, you know, now I'm looking at vaccine studies and all this kind of, you know what I mean?
Do I want to go all the way? Yeah. Or do we want to lay off on a couple?
Yeah.
And the internet's not helpful for that at all. You know, every day there's something that comes out and they're just like, you know, your kid is susceptible to this and that. And you're just like, oh, God.
You didn't have to worry about that. For half a century.
I know, but you know what? It's fine, man.
It has to be.
You know what?
When you got the
one. You're so cynical.
We're just cynical. We're just a couple of fellas talking about
you know what? You know what I hope? You know what I hope happens? I hope some, like, woman shows up at his door with, like, a four-year-old and just like, hey, this is yours.
Yeah, oh,
and
no,
just
impossible. Runs. You know how I know? Because 6 years ago, I got a vasectomy.
Never. Yeah, but what if you went to one of those fake doctors?
Well, I did do it at a Days Inn.
Price
he seemed
right.
reasonable. It was $30.
You got breakfast and a vasectomy?
I got a continental breakfast. I didn't even want it, but the prices were so good. The deal was great.
Yeah. She was like, so to get the waffle, I have to get them.
Right. I have to. So this is the twofer. I see what's going on. But yeah, you had a kid later in your life. You and I are the same age.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, man. I don't know. It is what it is. I was living a different life. I wanted to do what I wanted to do in my career. I had a bad relationship a long time ago that scarred me. And then I found this woman who just like, you know, she completes me.
Oh, that is horrible.
It happened.
This is the grossest conversation men have ever had. You know what?
Find love, man. What's wrong with you?
This usually starts with, hi, my name's Eric. I've been sober for...
Oh, my God. You are the worst. You are the worst.
This guy's now, let me ask worst. You this. Because I'm just...
This guy walks around Valentine's Day going like this. Boo!
Yeah, because it's a waste. It's a Hallmark holiday. That's you're absolutely
doing?
Right. Yeah, Valentine's is disgusting. Love is... Ugh. Anyway, so...
I had the kid, and then he's like 10 weeks old right now.
10 weeks ago, and you're already left. That tells me a lot.
Oh, yeah. Did I have to pay bills?
You could have gone on paternity leave.
I did. I took a month off.
That's pretty good.
You know, I took a month off. I took a more... Nice. And I was able to do that because of what I've done in my career.
That's right.
Isn't that great? Mean?
You've been very successful, and now you just got cut in thirds.
Yeah, whatever.
He was ready. Okay. He was ready.
I mean, I don't even know what to say to this guy.
Yeah. You know what this reminds me of? Is a debate where the guy's losing and he just has to say, clown.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's
middle, my middle finger's up, everybody.
Were you a guy prior to having kids that was like, free and easy, I'll never have kids guy?
No, but I did. Maybe a little bit, but like not
more like me.
I was more like this about like I would be you like when you don't have kids, you notice where kids shouldn't be.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, planes, restaurants, movie theaters.
Yeah,
outside.
You know? So now I'm this now like I remember the day we went into a restaurant, you know, with the baby stroller and stuff. And I was like, oh, God, I'm a hypocrite. Here I am.
Yeah,
I'm that guy.
I'm the guy now with the baby in the corner. But I'm still aware of things. Like it's like I don't want to go travel yet unless we like, you know, we have a handle on what it's supposed to be.
Why would you take a 10?
I mean,
anywhere.
You know, the time that you go into the store, it happened to me. I didn't, you know about it,
being a little bit older and seeing the kids, the minute that child starts yapping in the store or whatever,
screaming,
we're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that, too.
You know, I'm not going to go through that. I've seen it. Or I'm not going to let the kid
destroy
a restaurant
floor. You know why I do it? Because what's great about it now is like when that kid falls asleep on my chest and I'm just laying there with this kid and I just go, wow, this is.
Yeah, that's how I feel when a prostitute rests her little head. Yeah. She's so tired.
It worked. She's so sleepy
and she's been through so much. And there she needs me.
Then you have to leave $52 on the nightstand.
Yeah, it's cheaper than a kid.
The hookers you choose.
Absolutely. I'm looking for a bargain.
Yeah, at the Days Inn with the vasectomy and the waffle.
That was not a package deal.
Yeah, the ones that think you've only got $52 usually leave pretty easily. The ones that see $500 are like, I'm coming back.
You know, I heard a story about a guy, like the guy, he was with a prostitute and, you know, he left her in a room and she stole his Rolex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then what he did was he got a bunch of fake Rolexes. So he would get like a very expensive, you know.
The Folex.
Yeah.
And then he would leave and be like, oh, I'll be right back. And then sure, every time they would grab the fake Rolex and bolt. And he got out.
And he didn't have to pay him.
He didn't have to pay.
That's brilliant. It's like a $70 fake Rolex. Oh, yeah. My
if
God.
You can find him for-
Did you guys just hear the greatest tip of all time?
Oh, right. Yeah. It's like I wrote a book.
Eric. And I knew this guy.
Hooker tips with Griffin. You know?
That, my friend, is unreal.
Hooker hacks.
That is that's a hooker hack. It's a hooker hack. Eric Griffin's
Eric
hooker
Griffin
hack.
With hooker hacks.
Yeah. And now you hear, hi, I'm Eric Griffin with hooker hacks. Yeah. Quiet down, Daddy's almost done. That is outstanding.
See, you can't even have that.
I can't even enjoy that anymore.
You can't enjoy thinking of you defiling a hooker without
depressing. Yeah, without thinking of my kid.
Yeah.
Something wrong with you. Know,
now, when you were told I'm pregnant.
Uh-huh.
Was it a surprise? Were you trying?
No.
You guys were working on it.
Yeah,
how young is your wife?
She just turned 35.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good job. So you got her young. I'm just saying that was a little creepy, wasn't it?
No, but I mean, listen, if you want to have a family and you want to have kids, I'm not starting with somebody 50.
Yeah, that's what you get. That goes against science.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What are we talking about?
Yeah, you got.
You know, they always say we're creeps, right? It's like no, I want to have kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's like first of all, if we want to have another kid at 36, my wife's already considered geriatric.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
By all of us.
And then they scare them.
by us, you guys, put them down after 32, right?
Well, he has the word expired at 40.
That's right.
So,
40.
Yeah.
It's expired, yeah.
Are they still pushing the cord blood?
Oh, you know what? Bro, we didn't do it.
We didn't do it.
We didn't do it either. We looked at a couple of Instagram posts from like doctors who were like, this is a scam. And I was like, wow. We have friends that are paying like $200 a month or something like that. To hold on to some cord blood that they haven't done anything with this yet.
They scare the
just
tar
in case
out of
the kid goes wonky, you have that in the freezer just to and you
but
just
yet
inject
they don't
it,
have the technology.
They don't
do
even
it.
Have the technology for
and
it.
And it costs
yet.
A lot, right?
Yeah, it costs a lot. So they're just like some.
It's like Teddy Baseball's head frozen.
I'm telling
in the cryogenic
you. I'm keeping before. Just in case wonky juice in my freezer, just in case. Well, what if it started going wonky and you don't have it and they do scientifically come up with something?
This is how he talks when he's with his hookers. You know?
Yeah, well, we're not talking about kids.
Like, my wonky juice is coming soon, baby.
I usually look at him and go, did your parents not get the wonky juice? What happened to you?
Yeah. No, but there's so many things. This always reminds me. Like, cord blood is like one of those fake things in society that we just kind of tolerate. Another one is like recycling.
Oh, and I are on the same page here.
Recycling is absolutely, it's all phony. They are not, there's no recycling place.
Ever.
My wife's cousin works at a company that makes these huge trash machines. And he was letting me know, like, they don't.
The sifting.
Yeah. They just put the stuff in and they get, you know, and they're trying to make oil out of this stuff now. That's one of the fake things. You know what the other fake thing is? The priority bag tag. At the airport.
Oh, yeah.
When they put the priority tag on your bag, you think that your bag's someplace special. It's not.
It's in the plane also.
And the priority bags are supposed to come out first, and they never do.
No.
They're in the priority pile.
And there's no recourse because nobody's sitting there saying, all right, priority bags are coming out here. You can go in line and say my priority bag was like 18th. And they're like, no, it wasn't. Get out of here.
Yeah. And I'm tweeting at these airlines every single week. I'm like, where's the priority bags?
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, we're so sorry for your, but they know. The guys in the back are like, they do it on purpose. They're like, hold the priority bags.
Of course.
These people think they're special. You know what I mean?
Now you're going to, now they're pissing you off because you're bougie.
Yes, you're bougie.
You're a bougie dick who decided to throw them an extra 10 bucks like an idiot.
Yeah, so it's like, so that's some of the fake things. Yeah. And the cord blood's one of those other things. I know that's a wide spectrum of.
Yeah. That, another thing that's awful and fake, anytime kids sing, people have to act like it's good.
Only your angel.
Wait. Who hurt you?
All of them. Every child on the planet. Oh, I've known that since I was a kid. I'm like, kids' choirs, this is terrible.
I don't know, but here's the thing about kid. Here's an example. Kid acting. Okay. Oh. Now, here's the thing. There's two kinds of kid actors. There's Fantastic and Anakin Skywalker. It's one of the other.
You're absolutely right.
You know what I'm saying?
Little Jake Ryan.
There's like, so when you see like a kid and you go, oh, wow, this kid is fantastic, it's because most of the time it's like you just go, oh, this kid. Who told this kid that they, you know. This
almost is always. It's
terrible, terrible.
You're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to boo children either. And sometimes
they need a little
booing. They need a good old-fashioned booing. Especially if they're on a big stage.
See, this is when we sound old. You know, when you think back to like how we grew up.
When I had it.
Yeah, we had to, what we had to do, what we went through. So that's why I think our generation is the last of the, like, you know, last of the Mohicans. Like this.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You know, we didn't deal with the internet. We didn't deal with all these things that these kids are dealing with now, and they don't even know how to deal with it. Who knows how to deal with constant criticism? Who can deal with that? We are not mentally equipped to deal with what happens on the internet.
You need warm fuzzies.
Yeah. You need some compliments now and again. But also, just turn it off.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people are like, I can't tolerate this internet. It makes me feel terrible, but I won't stop using
it. Yeah, I'm going to keep looking at it.
You know what I hate is when people make the announcement that they're leaving the social media for a little while.
Yeah.
Hey, just leave.
Just go away.
Just go.
I want to let you guys know.
Hey, you know, I've decided to take a little break for my mental health.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, nobody ever does that at a dinner.
Yeah. I am leaving this dinner.
Yeah.
I will eat no more forever. Or how about if you're in a movie and you don't like it?
Yeah.
You just get up and you leave. You don't stand up in the middle of the theater and go, hey, everybody, this this movie isn't moving me the way I thought it was. I don't really like the cinematography. Yeah. I'm out. You know, you just go, and the rest of us are enjoying it. And we'd be like, shut up. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The way you handle society. Yeah. And you brought a child into this. Good job, Eric. Way to go.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Do you worry about the future now where you probably didn't before?
I think I was worried about that kind of stuff anyway. But at the same time, I just, you know.
What worries you most?
This is the strangest thing, though. Okay. And you will appreciate this because you're a human being that has a heart.
He's pointing to Brady. He's pointing directly at Brady right
now. This over here is just a
shell.
The tin man over here. He's still searching for his heart from, you know.
I stopped looking.
No. But the thing is this. Okay. So when you're having a kid. Yeah. Right? They check in on you for a whole year. They're checking your wife. They're checking the kid. They're trying to make sure everything's okay. They're trying to do all this stuff, right? And then when you have the kid, they go, all right, get out of here. Take this kid. Now, here's my thing. It's like, what do we know about being parents? I can't stand people that think that just because you had a kid, you're an expert at kids.
Yeah.
Hey, I had knee surgery. That doesn't mean I know everything about knees.
True.
Right? Maybe I have a couple of tips now, but it's like I'm not. So now.
And you can't stand those people that are that way. I've had knee surgery. I know everything about it.
That's what parents are. Listen, there's child psychology. There's child development. There's sociology. There's child medicine. People go to school for years to become experts in these things. What do we know? That's why when you go to therapy when you're 40 and they always say this, well, this is due to your parents.
Your childhood.
This is your child. Because no matter what. Don't know. know what we're doing.
Right. But honestly,
so what I'm saying is, like, I'm thinking about that now, yeah. being like, all right, so what do I, like,
let me put
you. Are you talking
ease.
About the day that they release you from, okay, you're good to go from the hospital? That day,
that's it.
You packed the baby in the first time, like, what's happening?
In the car.
Here?
No yeah. helpers.
Driving home. It's
Here's the,
weirdest
thing. I'll put you at ease. That's because the biggest scam ever pulled over the human race is that pregnancy and childbirth is difficult. It's probably the easiest thing in the world. 7 billion people have done it. There's nothing to it. It's actually, they show up, it's at your house, and everybody acts like it's a big deal. It'll figure it out.
This guy.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong? 7 billion people have
You're
done
so
it.
So wrong.
And everybody acts like, oh, pregnancy. Ladies, no,
first there's of been all, a maybe lot take of failure.
First of all,
there's been tons of failure. And look, at all we do is spend money and throw stuff at how not to fail, and it's gotten worse.
They've definitely gotten better.
No, it hasn't.
Well, I mean, it's just, the whole childbirth process is so crazy. You know, like the first 6 weeks.
Yeah.
My wife was super Gross. Sick. She was super sick, right? And then we go to the doctor. And the doctor was like, oh, well, this is great. That means it's working. How terrible is that?
Yeah.
That it hurts, so it's working. How terrible is that, right? And then, like, you know, we hear the heartbeat, and I get excited. I'm like, oh, my God. And the doctor's like, let's temper our expectations. And I was like, what? That's my baby's heartbeat, you know? And then we go 8 weeks, and then the doctor's like, congratulations, your baby has arms and legs. And I was like... Hold on a second.
Are we worried about that?
I was like, are you telling me that there was a chance this baby wouldn't have arms and legs?
Yeah, let's wait till some sprouts come out.
Okay, so then 10 weeks we have to go back again, and they're like, congratulations, your baby has ears and eyes. I was like, you need to shut your mouth. Okay, you shut your mouth
right
now.
In fact, it's got 4 ears.
And then,
congratulations.
And the cutest
horn. The bonus plan. Yeah.
And then, you know what? Now, you know what they tell you? What do they tell you? Don't tell anybody until 13 weeks.
Yeah.
And now I know why. It's because at 13 weeks, they do a big test, and that's when they find out
if it's mummy dust or not.
Right? And or something's wrong, and that's when people make choices. And people don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
There's
a
good reason.
You know what? Yeah. Here's the thing. I feel like this. In all the anti-abortion states in the country, statistically, you should go to church on Sunday and see a lot of weird kids.
You're right.
Right?
I wonder. Yeah.
They would be
right.
In all the anti-abortion states, that should be where the highest level of, like, kids with no arms.
Yeah.
The ones that didn't get murdered.
The ones, exactly. So it's like, if it's not, then there's a lot of hypocrisy going on in this place. There's a lot of hypocrisy going on.
Your theory is they still poke them out.
Yes.
And they're going to church for apologies. Yeah. I like
Your
this,
church
Eric Griffin.
Trains you to never talk before 14 weeks.
Yes, and this is why, right? And so then you go, then, you know, we pass that and we're like, oh, wow, we did it, right? And then you have this, like, 20-week super scan where they take an hour and a half to look at the brain and all this kind of stuff. And you could still get bad. You know how we found out you could get bad news? We're in the room waiting for the doctor, right? Uh-huh. My wife's already on the table. She's got a robe on and everything. She's waiting for this super ultrasound.
Yeah.
And then the doctor pokes his head in and he goes like this. Hey, I'm going to need a little bit more time. I'm delivering some bad news. I was like, what? What? That's the first moment I was like, oh, our baby could still be weird?
Yeah. I got to tell you, this is not
going
well.
Did you pay for the...
brought us, no, this was all part of our insurance package, whatever.
Yeah. They did that testing in case your baby has a chance of being mentally challenged.
That
gene.
Whatever the stuff is. They're checking everything.
Would you have jabbed it if it was?
I don't... You know what?
I didn't pay
for it. We had a talk. You know what I mean? It's like... I don't know. It's just... It's a tough thing, you know? Yeah. But it's like... So then, like, we're in this room now. And then now... They send in, like, the training doctor comes in, you know, and she's like, I'm going to start the ultrasound for the doctor. And she's like a cold face killer, man. Because after 30 minutes, I'm like, I mean, at this point, you would know,
give me
right?
feedback.
Give me a little bit. And she was just like, nothing. And then, you know, I was just like, wow. So, you know, you know what the biggest emotion I feel now and having a kid? It's fear.
Yeah. That sounds great.
I know that.
What a sell.
This part, I'm with you. Yeah, I know. I shouldn't be the commercial for like, come on down to parenting. Do you want to feel scared all the time? Worried that you're a failure? Come on down.
Yeah. Fear family.
Yeah, I'm out. Yeah, it's, yeah, this is my other book. This is my follow-up book to Hooker Hacks.
Yeah, this guy's, well, it's diverse. I like that. Do you, did you have a gender reveal?
No, man.
Yeah. I'm dying to have one where it's gray smoke. Like you don't get that. You don't get that 13-week notice.
Yeah, this guy's having a gender reveal down at Planned Parenthood. Yeah, yeah.
And then the doctors are like, "Don't tell him."
Pope being
and we'll let him know. But you have to do it. Yeah, like a little smoke comes out of your wife. You're like,
"Oh, we got rid of it." Yeah.
Oh, the whole crowd is like, "Oh, we didn't know."
It's pink, blue, or gray. That's what you want.
You find out in 13 weeks. It's like this thing's a potato, and then you take it out. And then you still have your gender reveal.
Well, I mean, there's so many. Smoke. But you know, the crazy thing is there's so many different types of things that can happen. There's so many, there's so many, like, you know, there's these, like, deformities and things like that where they'll be like, look, your baby's not going to have a great life. You know, if quality of life's going to be terrible. So this can, you know, people make those kind of choices. And so, like, to have no nuance to the abortion subject is so bizarre.
Well, we've lost nuance with everything.
Yeah. Lost nuance with everything. That's our generation, we remember. Yeah. Like nuance, because when you had to talk about something, we never thought of – we come from a generation where we had to have a complete thought. Like we couldn't just like have our whole thought be summed up in a post. Can you imagine if like you can only say things in 140 characters? Yeah. Like we'd be like, well, I have so much more to say.
Yeah.
But just the generation now, they're just like, no, this is enough. And it's like it's not enough. It's not. Yeah.
No, one sentence. You can't just encapsulate in little trigger sentences.
Yeah.
You have to have something good going on with your thoughts. And two things can't be true at once anymore.
Right.
I do believe this, but it also means that like, it's the Bill Burr thing about abortion. It's like, yeah, you should have a right to choose, but you're still killing a baby. Like that kind of thing is like a brilliant statement, two things at once.
Yeah. What I'm saying is like, it's still terrible.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, this is like when you have to put down a horse.
It's very similar.
You know, this is...
I think it's the same building.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is you love this horse.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, but it's like you had to... This is a choice you made.
Pets.
Let's not act like... You know, you're not going to throw a party, right?
No, you're probably not.
That's the whole thing where it's just kind of like, you know, you can't have like... It's like, you're right. You can't have two thoughts. You can't. Yeah. It's
because you have to be on one side or the other. You're.
So then, why do we even vote? Why do we even do anything?
You're right.
Like, it's like if you register as a Republican or Democrat, then all your vote. It should be like the remember they used to send us the DVDs, but you couldn't can't Columbia House.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Even if you wanted them or not, you'd be like you're part of the DVD club. It's coming regardless. It should be like that.
I told you stop.
If you register Democrat, all your votes should go to the Democrats unless you say.
Yeah, which ones don't? Yeah, but you can't. And you just start skipping it after a while. I don't know this one. And not knowing is a good thing. Brett, cue up the video of the two ladies making soup. And this is the world you brought a child into. I'm just going to show you a video before this all goes.
Eric, no. Give me one second.
No. You are an example of like.
I am what I like to call a learning tool.
Oh, my God.
Heavy emphasis on the word tool.
Yeah, he's a learning tool like herpes is a learning tool.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Both bumpy.
It's true. Yeah. This is what you brought your child into. This is the world that you have entered an infant into.
This is
And the fact that you're laughing immediately makes me...
So, and then she goes back in for the ladle again.
You got to ladle some more in there because that's how they make soup.
Okay, if you're going to go to Pornhub to find videos.
On Pornhub. Good Lord, Pornhub has standards for crying out loud. They wouldn't put this on Pornhub. Yeah. And this is where I'm just kind of like, all right, I washed my hands of the whole thing. I'm just going to wander around.
This reminds me of like Fluffies or...
But you're going to... You'll see something similar.
Wait a second, Brady.
Right now because of changing
let him finish
diapers.
That. What?
Yeah, it's like the people that like to dress up
furries?
In... Furries?
Oh, the furries. Furries. I said
that
fluffy.
Reminds you of furries?
Yeah.
Why?
It's a niche market.
It
is definitely
this is
that.
True.
Right. It's a fetish, man. Everybody has a. There's a fetish market out there. That doesn't mean it's the whole of society.
I see.
Can you imagine if everybody was pouring soup into people's buttholes?
Yeah.
That really,
wait a minute.
I mean, I'm a soup.
Yes,
guy.
I can. I just did that. No.
If you thought everybody was doing that, every person you meet, you know what this is like?
Buh.
Let me tell you something. This is like when you see the conjoined twins got married.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care who you are. Your first thought is, I wonder what that's like.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Wait a minute. This monster is going to look at me and act like, well, they're probably happy. No.
No, when the monster mantle has been stolen, my friend. You are the monster in the room.
Come on. I'm the only one. Yeah. I'm out here on a limb by myself. I can't believe you.
You are alone in the conjoined twins fantasy.
When you saw the conjoined twins and the guy, and you said one of them got married, you know you were thinking like, well, how does that work?
No, I thought, where was the abortion clinic at that 13-week meeting?
Oh, man.
That's the one you see in the church.
I mean, you know what? Fair point.
That one's the one should have been in that Catholic church.
When the heads are clean together.
They should say, well, congratulations, your baby has two heads. You know?
I think of it because one of them's not married to him, right?
So yeah, that's what I'm
That's the creepy. So here's the fun part. When you're making love to your wife, and then you're like, where do you want me to finish? And she goes, anywhere. You know the other one's eyes are like, well, not anywhere.
Well, listen to this. The not over here. Conjoined twins passed away.
Yeah, I saw that.
53 years old. When they would make out, it's one. They said they both got married in relationships. Yeah. They just would. The other one would close their eyes.
Well, they only had one
eye.
They're
still making out with the same mouth.
They were attached to the eye.
Are you kidding me? Like, you're trying to tell me that he's making love to his wife, and the other one is just like,
yeah.
No, she's like, reading. You know what I mean? She has to be enjoying it, too. What if in the middle of it, you know, he has to lock eyes with this one, but you know he's going to look over just to see.
Yeah.
You know
that's just the eye, just the eye
just,
contact.
Just a little bit of like, and they have a fight. That's the fight. Stop looking at my sister. It's like, bitch, roll over. Your sister's right here. Yeah. Your sister's right here.
Roll over the both of you. I can't take it anymore.
You got to design some sleep cap. Or
would
something.
You have to have that weird thing where you're in the middle of it and you look over and you make eye contact? How you doing?
What are you supposed to do?
I don't know. Look over there.
I mean, they have to both. I read. They had an article about it, and it says like the other one's like reading a book.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I couldn't live.
Really?
Try it.
She's kind of cucking the situation, but like
but
against her.
But what if
her
one
will?
Of them? It's just what I'm saying is, take the perverse part of it out of your.
Well, I never put it in. You did that.
No, you did. Don't put me under the bus. Just the thought of like, what if one wants to have sex and the other one doesn't?
It's one vagina, though.
Yeah, but so are you saying that it's that's what I would want to know. How does it work?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if one's horny, does the other one immediately be like, oh, why am I horny all of a sudden?
I've got a splitting headache.
Okay, let me put it this way. Let's say Eric. Eric.
You're terrible.
Jesus, you're learning. Here, it's like if you and I were conjoined twins.
Yeah.
And I'm hanging off.
That would be terrible.
Okay, yeah. I'm hanging off half of you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I start tugging us.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And you're like, not now.
Right.
You're going to go for it.
What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, there's no stopping it. At a certain point, conjoined twins.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Might get an argument of who's better.
The weirder thing is the ones that died were Lori and Dory. One of them had a revelation midway through life and recognized that she was the wrong gender and swapped out.
No.
Yeah.
What?
I'm not sure. Yeah, you didn't know that? One of them switched genders, like the Wachowski.
Was it the country singer?
I don't know which one. One wanted to be a country singer, too. They were all over TV. That's bad news, but yeah. Would I do it with conjoined twins? Yes. Do
of course you
marry
would.
Them?
Yeah.
You're out of your mind.
Well, by the way, that's at that same day's in.
Yeah, that's true. Can you fall in love with conjoined twins is the question.
Yeah.
And have people take you seriously.
How do you... That's what I'm saying.
And the oldest
First of all, if you're with a conjoined twin, you're a freak.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You're worse than whatever's going on in their head.
Yeah. You're watching these videos.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I mean?
And enjoying them. You're living.
You're looking for this.
Yeah.
I can't... I just... I want to see the introduction to the family.
Yeah.
Mom, dad.
This is my girlfriend. Who's the other one? Oh, she's not really here right now. She's not playing along.
It's like, you know, for you guys, what's worse? The conjoined twin or a black woman?
Oh, my God. That's easy.
Which one of your dads?
Eric, what would
you do? Actually, that's how you would introduce the black woman to your dad. Dad, I'm with a conjoined twin. I'm just kidding. Jamila, come on in.
Let's just say my dad would be really mad at one of them. The other one would just confuse him.
The other one's fine.
Oh, my God. I miss you guys.
Well, we miss you back, Eric.
I don't come to Arizona enough.
You need to. Absolutely. And now you're married. You bring your kids and all that stuff.
No, I didn't bring them with me.
That was a good move.
I got to sleep. You know what I mean?
I got to live my life. Well, there you go. Eric Griffin is at, where is he? Oh, Desert Ridge Improv. That's right. Desert Ridge Improv.
Yeah, one show tonight, two shows tomorrow, one show Sunday. Come on out. Check me out. Desert Ridge Improv is a beautiful club.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to talk about stuff. So come on.
Get it off your chest. Get out there. If you're conjoined twins, you get in free. Well, half price, I guess. Oh, one of you gets in free.
Imagine.
You can have two seats. Can you imagine if the front row, they're just, their little heads are staring at you and their crossed arms?
You know what's crazy about you? I actually talked about them in my first ever half-hour special on Comedy Central. So it's crazy that, like, so many years later, they're getting married. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Do they buy two tickets?
Yeah. I don't know. Do they? Would they?
Yeah.
Do they have two asses?
No, there's one butt.
How many seats you taking?
I think they share all the organs other than the...
These two, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they can't cut them in
half. But the oldest ones was a brother and sister conjoined. Yeah.
That's how you know, too.
Were they?
Yeah.
Think so.
Oh, no. Well, because one switched out. They used to be Lori and Dory, and then one swapped out. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how you do that, but yeah. Well, they had separate genitals. They were attached at the eye. There they are. Yeah.
Oh, that.
They were, and one of them was a country singer, and the other one was.
I'm thinking of the other
girls. No, that's Lori and Dory. Those are the ones that just passed away.
Well, Lori and Dory are still alive.
Oh, I'm pretty sure they
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
All right. Would you want to be connected at the eye? Or be the iron lung guy.
The guy that's still in the iron lung?
Yeah, the guy just, one of them just died.
Yeah, he just, the guy in the can.
Iron lung guy.
I mean,
iron lung guy.
Like, by the way, the iron lung technology hasn't improved.
Yeah, we couldn't fix that one. Everybody else got out, right?
I think he had something to do with it.
There he is.
It's working.
Yeah, that guy.
He looks a little like me in the sun.
It was like 60, how many years? 63 years?
A long time in the iron lung. I'd rather be him than have somebody attached to my face.
So you don't want the freedom of being able to walk around with your attached brother or sister?
No.
But to be in this?
Yeah, there's some isolation. I enjoy being alone.
What gets me is the shot of
I don't need somebody. What are you doing?
Imagine him with his attitude, and he's in the iron lung.
Oh, I'd kill myself. So if I get a hangnail too bad, I start to think about it. This is too much for me to handle right now. A lot of my mind.
He'd be calling the MyPillow guy.
Yeah.
Daily.
Oh, yeah.
Get over here with one of those.
Just put it on my
face. That's tough. I mean, I hate the attitude of, like, you see that, and you're supposed to appreciate your life more. Right? Or could it just be also that, like, why?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How in the world did he wake up every morning and go, you know, what's for breakfast? Like, just kill me every day, and then people wouldn't do it. Like, you'd do it to any other animal you cared about. You'd put it down if it was in an iron lung.
Yeah, it's tough.
Wouldn't you kill that person?
Was the guy independently wealthy or something? Like, it's like...
Yeah, you earned so much.
Imagine you're like, that's your brother, and you're taking care of him his whole life, and you're looking at that iron lung bill that comes in every month.
Crazy.
We got to make some cutbacks here.
Yeah, how do you... It's like, what is the cost of the iron lung?
Accidentally kicked the cord.
Yeah, it was you or Netflix. So Eric Griffin.
Oh my God!
Is that Desert Ridge?
You are the worst.
It's Eric Griffin, everybody. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98.